from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Time to give out shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS. 1057 The Fan. Ed Norris, who gets your shovel?
The state of Utah.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
The two Utes.
By your D, spot on.
Yeah, this is hilarious. Utah has been named the worst state in the country for women's equality, according to a study that was just done. This article just came out yesterday. And there's some key indicators they looked at as far as political power, workplace equality, things like that. So it was all about gender equality, and Utah came in the worst. I'd like to know why people were surprised by this, because there was some surprise. Oh, because polygamy is not legal in Utah anymore. It kind of is. Yeah. It kind of is. If you actually pay attention and read, yes, it's technically legal.
But they get by because of the religion?
It's been decriminalized. What they've done is they made it illegal, but they've reduced the penalty. If you get prosecuted for, I don't know how you do, but if you did, and I doubt they would, it is now equal to the least severe civil penalty is the penalty.
I don't get that.
So it's not a criminal penalty. It's a civil penalty, and it's as innocuous as it could be. So why don't you just say it's legal?
It's one of the dumbest things, too. Like, I don't want two wives. If I wanted to disappoint two people at the same time, I'd just go visit my parents. This is not... Don't spit that out. Anyway, but yeah, it's funny. You want me to go, Rob?
Yeah, you know how we go.
Usually you're kind of handing it off there.
Because you're bumping your gums, I can't hand it off when you're running your mouth.
Well, that's what I'm supposed to do.
So I was letting you do.
No, there was a little delay, man. I gotta say, you weren't ready. You wasn't ready.
Man,
my shovel goes to Rob for not being ready. No. My shovel, I'll give the shovel to me if you want to do it again. But I gotta tell this story, and it seems like the perfect place. I'm not gonna give it to my grandfather who has dementia, but I went to visit him yesterday, and they made him lunch early. A lot of times there, lunch will come around. He's in an assisted living facility. Mm-hmm. Lunch will come around 1:30, right, Rob? Like, typically.
Yeah.
So they made him lunch early, and because he's so far in line with his dementia, everything has to be pureed.
No.
Almost everything.
Yeah. So, my mom, everything's
pureed. Yeah, so like, he got one thing. I'm like, what the hell is that gray thing? He's like, oh, that's a muffin. I'm like, what? Like, some of it just looks nasty. But then I get in there, and I'm looking at what he's eating, and he has like this spaghetti with meat sauce. And you can clearly tell that's what it is. And I'm like, hey, Pop, did you put gravy on that? Brown all over this spaghetti with meat sauce. He goes, no, that's my pudding. I was like, hold on, you put chocolate pudding all over your spaghetti with meat sauce? That's how I like it. And maybe this is more of a PSA for people, because I didn't know this, but with dementia, eventually you lose your sense of taste.
Oh.
So your taste buds can go,
oh,
no. I'll say this about my grandfather, because like, he's a guy that eats everything, mm-hmm. even if it tastes bad. He got medicine the other day and made a face. I was like, what's wrong, Pop? Bitter. And he just makes, but you put a plate of food in front of him, he'll tell you what he thinks about it, and then he'll eat everything, even if he doesn't like it. So I don't know if this is something where
that's
just
old school.
Yeah, but like, I don't know, old school is putting pudding on your spaghetti, man.
No, I mean, yeah. What you get, that part is old school.
Yeah, so anyway, I just thought it was an interesting story to see it.
You better not give your grandfather a shovel.
I did. I gave it to me. I just wanted to tell the story.
You use Shovel every day.
I was judging him.
I give Shovel to the Mets fan in section 121. Now, we're sitting there, and when I go to stadiums, told you guys this before, I like to take my own little tour, sit amongst the people. I'm a man of the people.
Oh, we know.
So I'm sitting down.
You love talking to people.
I'm sitting down, and I have my Orioles polo on, so he knows I'm at least cheering for the Orioles, not working for them, not cheering for them. So something happened. Orioles did something positive. He starts booing. Number one, he was talking drunk trash the entire time, but I was cool because he wasn't addressing me. So when he starts booing, his buddy's like, man, chill out. I'm booing. I don't care who doesn't like it. I don't care who's sitting in front of me. It doesn't matter to me. And he's just going on, just on and on and on, trying to start a confrontation. And the shovel is, why do you go places looking for trouble?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't, it's at a ball game, dude. We got to fight at a ball game because you're cheering for the Mets and I'm there for the Orioles. I wasn't even cheering. I was just sitting there. But he was just looking for a fight. And I'm thinking to myself, if he was sitting five rows up, there was a group of young kids who was starting the Let's Go O's chant and he said that to them, it would have been a situation.
Yeah, probably.
That would have been a situation. I've got something to lose. Last thing I need is the camera picking me up, getting into a fight with somebody in the stadium. But if he was sitting five rows up with those kids, that would have been a situation. I'm not saying he'd have gotten his ass whipped, but I'm saying I think he'd have gotten his ass whipped. Seriously. why are you going somewhere wanting to cause a problems, man. We sit here watching the game. Chill out.
Rob, I saw a guy dressed in full Steelers garb for a Ravens-Texans game. Like,
right.
You know, and when I was out in San Francisco, some guy came to a Giants-Braves game. I thought he had cleats on, too, in a full Dodgers uniform. The hat, the jersey.
Wow.
I think he had the baseball pants, cleats, everything. And I'm like, why are you here wearing that? Like, yeah. And it'll never make sense to me because I just think if you want to argue with people and tell them who you are, you could have wore the Dodgers hat and had a conversation. But you're telling everybody, make sure you look at me because this is who I am.
And I want you to know it. So, yeah, I don't care who's in front of me. I cheer. I boo if I want. I don't care. I'm like, dude, I didn't say anything. I don't care. You're right. You can. But don't address me.
Yeah.
I didn't address you.
Mm.
It's unnecessary. And I guess I'm really upset about it because I got something to lose and I couldn't turn around and say something back. I think that's what's really getting me, Ed.
Yeah.
The fact that I couldn't do anything about it. I just had to take it.
Let me tell you something. I hope this doesn't happen to you, but it may bother you for a long time. I had an incident in Delaware years ago where I should have... This was totally justified to punch this, start swinging on this guy. He was physically... And I didn't know if he... I was with a woman, my girlfriend at the time.
Oh.
Didn't know if he had friends. Why would you do this? Why would you just start with somebody? And I don't know who's who he's with.
Yeah.
So, and I just... Just stood my ground, didn't raise my fist or anything, and let it go. But to this day, it pisses me off.
Yeah, man.
To this day.
I couldn't do nothing about it, Jeremy. I just had to take it. One thing I hate doing, just having to just
I get
take
it.
Just shut up. Can't say nothing. I'm going to tell you who has the worst quarterback situation in the AFC North. Ed and Jeremy may disagree with me, but that's what makes the show great. On the other side... Tom Brady's top five quarterbacks. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Danielle Allentap will join us at 9 o'clock, but right now, Tom Brady. Is Tom Brady going to be one of those guys that becomes super relevant all of a sudden now that he's no longer playing?
I think people want to hear what he has to say. I mean, when a guy's routinely by people labeled as the greatest to ever do it at his position, and we've already discussed how important that position is, people want to hear his thoughts. You know, like, we all wonder, does he have that, you know, like, Peyton Manning's really good in front of the camera. He's funny. Is he going to be boring? Is he going to be funny? Is it going to be, like, he doesn't have to be Tony Romo and be crazy, but I think we started to learn once Tom Brady left New England that he had a little bit more of a personality.
So here he goes. He was asked his top five quarterbacks in the National Football League, and here it is. Number five, Aaron Rodgers, New York Jets. Does that intrigue you already? I mean, you guys saw the list. But if I told you Aaron Rodgers was number five on Tom Brady's list of NFL quarterbacks, that makes it more intriguing because you're wondering, well, what four quarterbacks are better than Aaron Rodgers?
So these are current, like they're still in the
current,
league.
Yeah, not right yet. Now. Okay. Right now.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But I get it because apparently people have so much – Rodgers still has people's faith. I mean, people are talking about it. If he's healthy this season, the Jets are a legitimate Super Bowl contender.
Yeah, but is this something where they're looking at going into this season? Are we judging them by their careers as top five? Because, like, I get it. If we're going to talk about Aaron Rodgers as a player, he might be number two, number one on this list, depending on how you're looking at Pat Mahomes.
I think it's currently right now, you know, with the way he was talking, like, if you were number five in the draft and Aaron Rodgers was there
for one
and
season,
the other four quarterbacks are gone, this is the guy you'll get.
Yeah, I just think that's a tip of the cap from one vet to another on the career he's had. I'm not telling you Rodgers.
You don't think he deserves to be number five?
Well, no, with the guys in the league now, no, he's not a top five quarterback.
No, I misunderstood where your question was going. Number four, Joe Burrow.
Okay.
Number three, Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
Number two, Josh Allen. Number one, Patrick Mahomes.
So one of the things I'll say is he got to compete against Josh Allen quite a bit, right? Got to see him. Obviously, Mahomes should be number one. The other thing about this list that's kind of interesting to me is, who did you have at number four?
Joe Burrow.
So I think we all know Joe Burrow is a top five quarterback, right?
Yeah.
He's played two seasons. I mean, he's been hurt for two seasons.
Yeah.
So, like, it's really hard to grade a guy like that because when he plays, he's amazing. But I don't know why he doesn't get looked at the same way. When we were talking about Lamar coming up for a contract, he's like, man, he's been hurt two of those years. Burrow's missed two full seasons. And now he's trying to come back. And the same thing with Rodgers coming off an Achilles injury. Man, you're coming off an Achilles injury. You're not a top five quarterback on my list. I'm sorry.
Now, Josh Allen played 12 games his rookie year. I don't know how many of those games were against the Patriots. I don't know if he played twice against the Patriots. He played all 16 in 2019.
Okay.
And then Tom Brady bolted.
So you got to see him maybe four times.
So, yeah, four times. I'm sure no less than three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
in top five. Any problem with that, Ed? His top five?
Not really. I kind of like it. I think it's legit. And I mean, and there's no Trevor Lawrence, no Justin Herbert. I agree with it. I think he's got it right. And he may be giving a tip of the cap to a veteran.
Rodgers.
However, I mean, Aaron Rodgers won the MVP most recently in 21. He's not like far removed from, like, it's not like he sucked. I know he's had that terrible injury.
I mean,
but I don't know.
Well, the question is, I guess the question you would throw at me is, if he's not number five, then who would be? And it probably gets into the conversation of, like, Rob brought up Justin Herbert, who everybody wants to put up there, and he's done, like, again, it's another one you watch and you go, man, he's really good, but he's done nothing, and he doesn't get any discredit, any blame, nothing. Dak Prescott, I'm just looking at PFF's list. Dak Prescott, Matthew Stafford at 7, Aaron Rodgers at 8. Like, I like Jalen Hurts more than most, and he would probably be my number five. And if I was getting bullish, even though I'm down on the Texans this year, I think you can start talking about C.J. Stroud a little bit as well. I'm not putting him in there.
People have the Texans at, like, 6th in the power rankings.
I don't get it, man.
I
understand
either.
Why, but I don't see it that way.
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Let's go out to get Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn?
What's up, fellas? Good morning.
What's up, man? Good morning.
Hey, I don't got no problem with the list. It just seems like, you know, Tom Brady may be a little bit biased towards the AFC because it's all AFC quarterbacks in the top five.
Who would you put in the NFC in the top five? Who would the candidates?
I hate to say this.
But you're going to.
No, I ain't going to say that. I don't want to say that. No. I get up to Brock, man. Your Brock Purdy will be.
Stop it.
I would take Josh Allen out, man, and have Brock Purdy.
If you put Brock Purdy on another team, he looks just like every other guy out there, in my opinion.
I don't know, man.
Switch him. How would he be with the Bills?
Terrible.
I don't know. Who knows, man? But listen, this another thing, right, too. We was talking about at our Bowley's Quarters meetup last night, right? Don't y'all think the Cowboys...
at the Royal Farms?
No, man. Right. It was at the Sunset Cove, man, when you sneaked out that other night. We know you was around there, Jeremy.
Yeah, I went stomping in your grounds. Didn't say anything.
Yeah, exactly, man. They knew it was you, man. You lucky I let you slide, man. But hey, no, but listen, man, keep it real. Don't y'all think the Cowboys got the best quarterback room in the league, though? They got a top 10 quarterback in Dak Prescott. They got the best second string quarterback in Cooper Rush and the best third string quarterback in Trey Lance.
No.
You don't think so? Teams ever had a quarterback room like this?
Who has a quarterback room like that?
Yeah, we got,
man,
like...
There's people who wouldn't want your number one quarterback.
Yeah, I would say to that question, Rashawn, is who cares? Like, the third string quarterback, second string quarterback, if they get on the field, you're in trouble anyway.
No, listen, we've seen when Dak went down what Cooper Rush can do, right?
Boy.
It's real. Like, when he went 4-1 when Dak went down a couple years ago, man. We got a quarterback that can win us games, at least get us to the playoffs.
How come you didn't throw me any stats? You just told me he went 4-1. What if they won every game 3-0? I mean, I know they did.
He put up numbers, man. I'm going to come with some stats if y'all want me to come with stats tomorrow. You know, I'm prepared.
For the love of God, please, don't. No, we good.
I got some Trey Lance numbers for y'all, too, tomorrow, if y'all want me to, man.
You can have. Take him to the Bowley's Quarters meeting.
I will, man. We're not allowed that, man.
Rashawn, you have a good day.
Yeah.
Why do you stir the pot with him, Jeremy?
It's fun. Like,
if you never notice, I just let him talk.
Yeah, but I like to, like, poke holes in what he's saying, or at least try to get him riled up a little bit.
That's easy. Let's take a candy from
my
baby.
My man said Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant. And I'm like, I don't even want to trash Brock Purdy because I like him, but I do think he's a product of his environment.
I think he's good. He's done a great job there. But he's got enormous talent around him.
And
enormous.
He's got a great offensive mind calling plays. Yes. It's a combination of all the things that are great. The interesting, there were two other names, Rob. What about Tua? What about Jared Goff? How come nobody's talking about him?
Neither one of those guys.
Tua led the league in passing.
I know, but he's not top five. That's going to trip me in Baltimore.
Aaron Rodgers played three plays.
Hey, hello.
Hello.
What's going on this nice Tuesday? Hold on, today ain't Tuesday. Today Wednesday. My bad.
Yeah, man. What's wrong with you?
Hey, no, he was on hold on Tuesday. He's been hanging since yesterday, and that dude cussed. That's what happened.
Hey, hey, I ain't gonna lie. I think that man had more talk time than me, man. When I heard him drop that F bomb, man, you should have saw my face. I said, oh, yeah. But, hey, man, I wanted to chime in about the topic yesterday, man. I know I'm kind of off subject, but.
Now, like, you told Ben you wanted to talk about Tom Brady's list.
Well, Lamar's on that list.
Oh, yeah. We can talk about that. What number was Lamar?
Three.
All right, here we go. I had a homeboy text me last night, like, yo, I don't agree with Peyton Manning list, right? So this is what I told him, right? I said, bro, at the end of the day, bro, they got championships, right? They giving out their, like, what's the difference of Lamar? At least he's top five, right? But you got to understand, these Ravens fans, man, like, they got to chill out when these media people be saying all this and that, because, like, they watching the game. Now, I love Lamar to death, right? But let's be for real, right? He just got to win the big game. Yeah,
but here's my problem with that. The only quarterbacks on that top five list who've won the big game are Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers. So if that's your criteria, then why is Josh Allen ahead of him? You could argue that the top three should be Pat Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, and then Joe Burrow because he hadn't won one, but he's been to one.
I mean, to be honest with you, Josh Allen shouldn't even be on that list because the Bills, y'all know how I feel about the Bills. They trash. I don't even know why we even keep pumping them up. Like, you got to realize, right, Rob, if I met you the day of tomorrow, right, you ain't meet me from Adam and Eve, and I'd be like, hey, Rob, yeah, I'm a Buffalo Bills fan. You know, the first thing you're going to ask me, hey, man, how you felt about those four straight Super Bowls? But you know what they like to say? Oh, what's Lamar Jackson's playoff record? It don't matter what's Lamar's playoff record. That's why I'm talking about the organization, the Ravens versus the Bills. The Bills is trash. And you know what? I cannot wait the week four. Hello? Hey, y'all have a great Wednesday, and I'll talk to y'all tomorrow.
Yeah, the day's all mixed up.
I was going to say, I do have a question about the top five list because – were they putting these in how they felt in order, or were they just listing the five guys they thought were the best?
It's Tom Brady. That's how he listed them.
I'm saying, but I don't know. Did he go, this guy's number one, this guy's number two? Because I think when Peyton Manning threw him out, everybody starts with Pat Mahomes because it's the easiest one to start with. And then you start throwing out names. Manning threw out Allen last, but I don't think he thinks he's the fifth best quarterback.
Daniel Allen Tech joins us at 9 o'clock, but on the other side, I'll tell you who I think has the worst quarterback situation in the division. See if Ed and Jeremy agree with me. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Wednesday. AFC North, Ravens won it last year. Cleveland Browns right behind them. Joe Flacco was a big boost for them down the stretch as a backup quarterback. Got them into the postseason for losing to the Houston Texans. Deshaun Watson has not played like himself since the whole legal battle. I think it still affected him. I do.
Mm-hmm.
But, guys, I think the Pittsburgh Steelers had the worst quarterback situation in the division. I think you have a veteran quarterback who's lost touch with reality. I mean, I think it's even if his close friends, if he has any, tries to warn him, he's so far detached from reality, he can't get back. And you got a young quarterback who, to me, is still trying to figure out who he is, and it's tough to do that when you're under such scrutiny, the scrutiny of competing against a veteran quarterback. I think even with Deshaun Watson not being himself, if he stays healthy, he's serviceable. I almost see that situation in Pittsburgh and as being unserviceable.
I don't know. I think Cleveland's got the worst situation. I do. I think Deshaun Watson is Dunsky, and he's not going to, return.
They got Jameis there.
That's why I think that's the worst quarterback situation. And I think the Ravens secondary is happy Jameis is there. I just think the Browns have the worst situation possible. Obviously they overpaid for Deshaun Watson. He's not been, he's only played, six games in each of the last two seasons. His quarterback rating sucks. He's not been good. I mean, you look at his QBR over the last couple of years. He goes from 83.7 at his high to 63.7 last year in Houston to 40.4, 42.9. That's a big drop off.
And Jeremy, I'm not saying any of those things or arguing any of those things with Ed. But last year in six games, Deshaun Watson completed 61% of his passes in six games, 1,100 yards, seven touchdowns, four interceptions. I just think for everything else that Cleveland has, if he plays 15 to 17 games, he'll put up decent numbers, and he can at least be a game manager. I don't think you have either one of those guys in Pittsburgh that can be a game manager.
Yeah, so like if we're taking an honest look at all these teams, mm-hmm. like I think the Browns are going to be in the postseason. I'm not telling you Deshaun Watson's going to be great, but I think their roster is great.
But he won't get in their way, though.
Yeah, that's what I believe. And if he does, then they will make that switch. With Lamar, we get the questions of the postseason stuff. Okay. With Joe Burrow, is he going to stay healthy? Is Ja'Marr Chase even going to show up to start the season? He's got 2 years left, and he's holding out. And then you get to the Steelers, and it's like, what is this? Because I feel like Justin Fields, I'd run with him and let him start. They're talking about going with Russell Wilson. And some of the reports out there, too, like I talked to a guy in Denver that said Russell Wilson hadn't been the same, or a guy in Seattle, excuse me, Russell Wilson hadn't been the same since he had that ligament injury in his thumb that he can't grip. Remember I used to throw those, like, footballs where they would just arc up there, those deep balls?
Yeah. He was one of the deep ball throwers in the league.
He can't do it anymore. He can't push the ball down the field with accuracy like he used to. So I think he's done, personally. He may have some limited success with the Steelers because it's a good team and they have a good coach. But I agree with Rob. I think they have the worst quarterback situation.
What about you don't like Justin Fields?
No, I just don't think they're going to start him, and I don't know what he's going to be with that team. Because I think he adds an element that they don't have where he could take off and run. But even us watching, there were no expectations in Chicago for Justin Fields except for statistics.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So we got caught up in the numbers. I don't know if he's a good quarterback or a bad quarterback. I'd like to see him start. I think I know what Russell Wilson is, whether I'm... Well, I end up being right or wrong. It's just how I feel about the guy.
And I want to see him start as well. I do.
I think he should be starting. Yeah.
It's no doubt about it. So why is it he starting? Why is it almost a foregone conclusion that he's going to sit behind Russell Wilson? Why? What do we not know? Chicago gave up on him, and we thought he had promise. Now, yeah, they drafted a generational quarterback. He's gone to Pittsburgh. You got him on the cheap. You bring Russell Wilson in. It looks like Russell Wilson's going to start in front of him. What is it that we don't know? It's got to be something.
You got me. I don't know. Because I mean, this is a guy. I like Justin Fields. I think he was just wasting his time in Chicago because they weren't going anywhere. But I mean, this is a guy, you know, he's a true middle double threat quarterback. He rushed over 1,000 yards 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, and that was in 15 games. Last year, he played 13. Remember, 657, averaged 5.3. He's averaged 5.3, 7.1, and 5.8 on the ground. I mean, he's a dangerous weapon.
He looked good last year in certain aspects of the game when he had more weapons, finally.
Yeah.
And then now you've got, you know, like Rome's in Chicago now, and then you bring in Caleb Williams. I think Justin Fields is in Chicago if the Bears don't end up with that number one pick or decide that they liked a quarterback better than him when he was, you know, coming out of his contract, because they just let him walk.
On top of that, 16 touchdowns, 9 interceptions in 13 games. It's not a lot of touchdowns for 13 games as a passer. Completed 61% of his passes.
Mm-hmm.
He threw 370 times. So to me, it looks like he has the numbers of at least a serviceable quarterback as a passer. We know he's better than serviceable as a runner.
Yeah.
But it's something else, I think, going on, only because not only did it not go well in Chicago in terms of him keeping his job, he was, 10-28 on a bad team, but 10-28. But why does Pittsburgh go after a quarterback who's not only maybe not the same since that ligament injury, Jeremy, mm-hmm. but more important than that, his teammates hate him.
Yeah, well, and we'll see how it looks in Pittsburgh. I know Deontay Johnson's not there anymore. They've got weapons in the passing game. Their offensive line looks – I think it's a really good team. But, you know, we always get to that point, too, when it comes back to the quarterback. That's why I can't argue with Ed about Deshaun Watson. I just think he does enough to not get in their way. I don't know that he ever returns to the form that we saw in Houston, but I think he can be serviceable enough where they're running the football, set up the play-action pass, and see what happens. Jerry Judy's there now, too.
So basically serviceable.
I'm not predicting the comeback season for him. I just think he's good enough not to get in their way.
Well, I think the one thing we all agree, the answer is not Cincinnati or Baltimore.
Right. So, yeah. Yeah, definitely not.
So you're picking one of the other.
What about the starters aside? What about the number twos? Justin Fields and Jameis Winston.
Well, I like Justin Fields a hell of a lot better.
Me too.
Yeah. But I'm not one of those guys that hates Jameis Winston. He's fun to watch.
Me either.
He just caught, like, I think if you got him with the right coordinator.
He's a goofball.
Yeah. Maybe not. He's just funny. I think his teammates love him because he's that way.
Eating a W.
Yeah.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Folks, I want to apologize. You can't hear it. I've been hearing the echo for 3 days.
Hello.
In these earphones. And that's why I'm like sometimes slowing down because it's confusing me. Daniel Allentech from Baltimore Banner will join us at 9 o'clock. But on the other side, it's Commissioner's Baltimore.
Yeah, we're not talking crime today. We're going to talk a little football. We're going to go with the preseason power rankings. And I want to see if you guys agree or disagree about where they've slotted some teams. Some of them I think are a little odd.
Okay.
Commissioner's Baltimore up next on The Fan.
105.7 The Fan.
What you got, Eddie?
Well, I just thought we had a little bit of this earlier in the show. We talked a little bit about Ronnie Stanley being on a hot seat and other people in the league. So I'd seen something, I think it was yesterday, just this week, about the power rankings, the preseason power rankings for the NFL. And I thought we would, just go over, the top 10, say, and maybe I'll pick a couple select others, because some of the teams in the AFC North are not in the top 10. And just see what people think. And we'll also, give you who's mentioned as being on the hot seat for these teams.
All the teams in the top 10, please allow me to bump thee.
Yeah, and the two North teams in the AFC in the top 10, you know who they are already. Mm-hmm. Number 10, Green Bay Packers.
I love Jordan Love.
They are.
Yeah.
Can I say this? Like, I can't believe I'm saying this.
They're dangerous.
They are unbelievably dangerous. If you watch what they did down the stretch and go back and watch the playoff games, because I think people are forgetting that they won a playoff game and then they were damn close in another game to extending it. If his wide receivers stay healthy, or if some of those rumors are true about CeeDee Lamb possibly getting traded to the Packers for a deal with Christian Watson, these are rumors, guys. It's just all over the internet. That's a dangerous team. Their defense is better than you think. Their running game, they now have Josh Jacobs. They could trot out five wide receivers and compete with any team in the league.
And that organization is smart. They chose Aaron Rodgers over Brett Favre when he was being a baby. And they chose Matt LaFleur over Aaron Rodgers when he was being a baby. Matt LaFleur can coach. But go ahead. I'm sorry, Ed.
No, that's fine. I was just, with the Lions being as good as they are, and I just, with other teams in the league, I was surprised to see the Packers at 10, but you're convincing me maybe they're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they should be in this grouping.
Yeah. I mean, they were in the playoffs last year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, number 9, Cincinnati Bengals. They definitely are a top 10 team, but again, this all depends upon their quarterback.
You got Chase holding out, and he's got to stay healthy. And the other thing I keep bringing up with Cincinnati, their defense was horrendous last year. And I don't know they did anything to improve it.
Yeah, which makes me happy because I don't think they did.
Yeah.
And they were pretty, pretty bad last year. But we shall see. Number 8. I'm talking about this team earlier, at least their coach, Miami Dolphins.
Only beat one good team last year, but they made the playoffs.
Yeah.
Best offense in the league, in my opinion. So I understand them being on the list, but I think if you look at every team in the AFC East, you could poke holes in every one of them.
Yeah. Well, you can, and there's another team in the AFC East right in front of them. The Buffalo Bills are number 7. And right now they're saying McDermott, according to ESPN, McDermott is on the hot seat.
Yes, yeah. He is.
Yep.
That's what I've read.
They won divisions the last four seasons. But
we can see this Gaza speech he gives this year.
But they've done nothing. I mean, they won the division every year, and they just don't go any further. And I guess the same problem you could say about the Ravens. Nobody seems to be able to get past the Chiefs, but they're coming in number 7. This is where, my surprise. Like, number 6 is the Houston Texans.
Yeah, I understand it. I don't buy it, though.
Why? Because I don't either.
So you go back to last year. They were one yard away from missing the playoffs against the Colts, and they played a last place schedule last year. I do think the team got better this year, but they're not sneaking up on anybody. They play a first place schedule. Oh, by the way, the Colts quarterback is healthy this year because that was a backup quarterback in Gardner Minshew that almost came back and beat them.
Yeah,
and then Trevor Lawrence is healthy in Jacksonville, and they made some additions. And I know people aren't looking at those teams. Jacksonville was 8-1 at one point last year, and we were all talking about how great they were. Injuries happened, and they just fell apart.
They fell off the page.
So I'm not a big believer in the Texans this year. I'm a big believer in C.J. Stroud for the long haul. I see a sophomore slump coming.
Number five, the Philadelphia Eagles, with Nick Sirianni on the hot seat.
Same thing. Rob, I don't know how you feel about them. I like the Eagles this year, and I like Jalen Hurts, possibly as an MVP candidate. But their defense took, in my opinion, took a hit. They got to try to stay healthy on that side of the ball because I don't know how good their depth is.
I don't know what they're going to be ranked, but I think the Dallas Cowboys are better than them. I'm waiting to see the other four.
I don't think the Cowboys are ahead of them.
Cowboys ranked 11th in this poll.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think the Cowboys are going to be better than them.
Okay.
All right. Number four.
I'm trying to appease the
team I was talking about for the last couple of years, and now people believe in them, the Detroit Lions. I get it. I mean, they came, a whisker from going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I can absolutely see it. And I looked at the prop bets on, I was looking on FanDuel for Super Bowl teams this year. I think they're one of the favorites.
Yeah.
And I think they were fourth in that as far as the odds went.
Why not?
Yeah. Yeah, why not?
A lot of reasons to like them.
Yeah, a lot of reasons. And now we get to the top three. Ravens are in it somewhere. San Francisco 49ers is number three.
So that means, and I'm not trying to ruin it, you can kind of figure out how it's going to map out the rest of the way if you want to read them, and we can just kind of talk about it.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's Ravens 2, Chiefs 1.
100%.
And it's hard to argue it. The other thing, just going back to the Lions real quick, 14 of 17 games indoors this year. I think the Lions are going to the Super Bowl, and I think they're vulnerable week one against the Rams. So it's such a weird
Chiefs won it last year. They lost week one against the Lions.
Yeah, so I really like this Lions team. But getting back to it, you can't take the Chiefs off the top spot.
No.
Ravens had a ridiculously good team, and I'm not even sure fans realize how good they were last year. And at the same extent, when you talk about number three, those are the three teams that should be there.
Yeah, I think they got it right. The only team I questioned was the Texans, because I just don't know. I mean, yeah, I get it. The soft schedule, I get everybody's in love with the quarterback. I just don't know about that.
That division's tough. I don't know what Tennessee's going to be, but I think the other three teams are good, and they're all going to fight for the playoffs.
And here, the Jets are 15th, Steelers are 16th. So the teams that people, everybody's never count the Steelers out, never count the Steelers out. They've counted them out, kind of. They have, down in the list here.
Yeah.
16, and the Jets are 15. A lot of people say if Rodgers is healthy, they're going to the playoffs. They're assuming this because they are loaded. Although, other than quarterback, they're a pretty loaded team. Great defense. They got Pro Bowlers on both sides of the football. So they're good. Jacksonville's 14th. Browns come in at 12. The Cowboys are 11, as I said. I think they did a pretty good job with this because Kansas City certainly is everybody's number one. I don't think anyone would. This is one of those polls where usually you can argue over it. I don't think so. This one, then you're like, yeah, I get it. This way, everybody does.
You can shuffle the deck a little bit, but it's
not them.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to look at it and say that they should have done anything different.
Yeah, and I think the Ravens deserve to be two, but if they came in at three and switched with the 49ers, I'd be like, yeah, all right.
Yep,
I get
Thanks a lot, Norris. We got Daily Line at 9:30, but on the other side, she's here in New York getting ready for the O's and Mets. Orioles trying to win this series. Danielle Allen Tuck joining us on the other side on the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.